City of Powell River Council will consider giving first three readings to a three-year bylaw to increase rates at Willingdon Beach Campsite. At the April 27 Finance Committee meeting, Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture Tara O'Donnell introduced the proposed bylaw, which includes a one-time 33% increase over 2020 off-season rates for the 2023 off-season, with 3% increases annually, beginning with the 2023 off-season. The bylaw also proposes a one-time increase of 27% over existing rates, with 3% increases each peak season. O'Donnell recommended repealing the bylaw in place, which was adopted in 2019, in order to set the rates for the campsite for a three-year period. She said the campsite generates revenue for the municipality, as well as for local businesses and contributes to the city's downtown core. A thorough review of the bylaw has been undertaken by department staff and proposed changes include several new and revised clauses, as well as some suggested rate increases, said O'Donnell. New and revised clauses aim to improve clarity and address noted gaps and adopt best practices. The proposed increases to fees and charges aim to bring us more in line with similar campgrounds that we surveyed in the region. We'll still be on the low end of the spectrum. O'Donnell said campsite rates had been frozen since 2020. She said due to the pandemic there was a decision to maintain the status quo. There have also been operational increases for items such as power, and contractual increases, which have continued to rise since the last increase. Revenue rates haven't kept pace, so it's important we move forward and resume increases to our bylaw, said O'Donnell. The proposed changes strike a balance between good value for campers and visitors and also cost recovery for the city. O'Donnell said in terms of the financial impact, Willingdon Beach Campsite generates profit for the city, with 75% placed into a reserve account for its future infrastructure maintenance and capital improvements. The rate increases will ensure that the campsite reserve has sufficient funds for ongoing maintenance and capital project costs, which continue to rise due to inflation, said O'Donnell. If implemented, the rate increases will be the first to take effect since October 2020 for off-season, and April 2021 for peak season. O'Donnell said increasing rates will not reduce the demand, which will be there regardless. She made a comparison between 2022 and proposed 2023 revenue, which would provide a $102,420 increase. Also recommended was an 8% one-time increase from the three permanent residents of the campsite, with 3% increases on an annual basis beginning in 2024. Councillor Cindy Elliott asked for an explanation of the fees for the permanent residents. O'Donnell said it is no longer a practice that year-round residents be accepted. She said these individuals still in the campsite are assessed at a much lower rate than regular campers. Finance Committee Chair Councillor Trina Isakson asked about a proposed late checkout fee of $50 per hour. According to a report from O'Donnell, the fee is intended to minimize incidences of late checkout, which happens frequently and contributes to logistical changes when new campers arrive and check in. Isakson said that was more than the cost of a day's campsite rental. O'Donnell said the department canvassed a number of similar communities looking at rates they pass along. She said the campsite is very busy and it gets backed up quickly. We get booked a year in advance and especially in peak season, when we've got people who are staying beyond, it backs up the whole nature of things, said O'Donnell. We looked at whether $50 would be an unreasonable burden. It's definitely to improve the process and to keep things from sliding into disarray when we are really busy. Isakson then proposed an amendment so that the 8% increase for permanent campers be reduced to 4%. The amendment failed. The committee then voted to send the proposed bylaw change to City Council for first three readings.